it's time.
I know you hate these things.
No. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
I'll see you there. I suppose I should be pleased that I'm finally going to be hung in our nation's attic. Of course, if they knew what was in my basement, they wouldn't hang me so close to Lincoln. I'd end up next to Booth instead. Booth wasn't a bad actor, by the way, but unlike most actors, he could actually hit his mark. Oh, what? Too soon? Please.
Good evening. Distinguished guests, friends, members of my administration. I want to first give my thanks to Executive Director of the Smithsonian, Kim Sayette, and all of those of this wonderful institution who have helped organize this beautiful evening. Whenever I'm given a chance to get out of the White House, I'm eternally grateful. Of course, I also want to thank those who have worked so tirelessly on my behalf. From my early days as a congressman in South Carolina to my position as majority whip and then vice president, and now to have risen so rapidly to the presidency. I would never have found myself in this position if it were not for the sacrifices that so many have made in helping me achieve the highest office in the land. But along any political path, one makes enemies, and so I also knew that we would have a good crowd tonight when it was announced that I was going to be hung. I want to thank the remarkable artist, Jonathan Yeo, for having captured this image in the Oval Office where so many decisions are made. And I hope that when people come to view this portrait, they will remember the things I did to become president. The issues I pushed when they needed to be pushed. The doors I opened and the doors I closed when they needed to be shut. And the many who were never afraid to let me look them directly in the eye and talk to them and tell them what I really thought and who accepted all without judgment. I found myself this week walking through the hallways in the staterooms of the White House, looking at all the remarkable portraits of former presidents. And I was reminded of what President Clinton said when his portrait was unveiled at the White House. He'd received a letter from a plastic surgeon when he was first running for president, suggesting that he might need a little work. President Clinton wrote that plastic surgeon back and said, "I appreciate your suggestion of improving on my features, but I've worked hard for this face, and I'm going to live with it a little while longer." Or what President George W. Bush said when his portrait was revealed, "Whenever you hear about somebody being done in oil in this town, you can never be sure if that means a painting or a boiling." Now, I'm told this portrait will hang for the first 6 months in the entrance hall here at the Smithsonian. And I wonder if the 30 million people who visit this institution every year will pass by this portrait and see the image of a calm, determined president ready for any challenge. Or if this painting is hung at just the right height, viewers will wonder instead if I'm about to kick them in the face. Jonathan has made my foot rather prominent in this portrait, don't you think? Which tells me that all the hours he spent with me allowed him to observe how I do have to kick some backsides in this town to get anything done. But at least that's better what some of our current presidential candidates seem to relish, which is kicking everyone in the nuts. It's a humbling experience to be included here among so many extraordinary leaders. And one of the great things about this collection is that visitors can examine the faces of the men who have shaped our nation's history and study how history has shaped them. So when you walk through the Hall of Presidents, you can do something that I know you all love to do. You can binge on these extraordinary portraits. And if you find yourself feeling tired after a few hours of viewing, you can do what everyone does when they binge, turn to another image and say, oh, all right, just one more. I want to leave you with this thought. It is sometimes said that politics is the world's second oldest profession. We, of course, all know what the first one is. And it's also said that politics takes most of its rules from the first profession. But that's not accurate. In truth, politics itself is the oldest profession, and it has no rules at all, as this year's presidential contest is proving every single day. So I thank you all for welcoming me here tonight. And in closing, let me say, I am so pleased that millions of people from around the world will be able to come through this wonderful museum and see just how very well hung I am. Thank you all very much.